And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and we hope you are having a fantastic day out there. Going to be near 70 for a high today, currently 30 degrees right now. It is 743. And joining us in studio this morning is the city manager of Coffeyville. We have Mark Hall in studio with us this morning. And, sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
It's good to have you in studio today. And, of course, tonight is the city commission meeting. And a few things here on the docket. Obviously, we always start with the consent agenda, which is basically the city paying the bills on the appropriation ordinance. And so that is the consent agenda. And then there are a couple things on the regular agenda items tonight, including a public hearing to adapt a neighborhood revitalization plan.
Yes. It's not new to Coffeyville, but it is one of those. It's a renewal of the neighborhood revitalization plan. In the plan, the city's broken up into five quadrants. They differ in size, but what it is for residential and commercial. If you have a home or a business and you make improvements to that building, 5% or more, then this becomes a tax rebate. And it is the property tax rebate on the improvement that you make. So you still pay the original property taxes, but the improvements that you make, you'll get those taxes back. And each quadrant varies. Some it's a step down, 100% the first year, and then moves on down to the 10th year, which would be 10% of that rebate back. But some are 50% for 5 years, and then, you know, move lower for the next 5 years. So it is an interesting program. It is to stimulate home improvement throughout the city. And, of course, you can always come to City Hall, and we'll help you fill out the paperwork and let you know what we need done. And there are certain things that have to go through county to get that done. But we're pretty excited about that, and that leads to the next, if approved by the commission, the next item in old in regular agenda items is that the commission, should they approve, they authorize the mayor to sign the agreement.
All right. And then we get on to there's no old business for tonight, but there is some new business. And this was Resolution 2111.
Yeah, this is, of course, always when you say the word grant, that's free money, and it saves it saves taxpayers money. And it is one of those that Chuck has applied. It's with the commission's approval at the meeting to the Kansas State Historical Society for a 2021 Kansas Rural Preservation Grant, and that's for the Perkins Building or the old Condon Bank downtown. It's a maximum of $50,000, and then the city has a grant match of 10%, so roughly around $55,000 would be the grant to make improvements to the building. So, you know, there's painting, things that are needed, you know, brick repair, these things. So we're going to give that a shot. And like I say, anytime that you get grants, you save taxpayers money. And that's what we're kind of supposed to do.
Right. There we go.
But, of course, that leads to our second item. And that's a resolution to establish a service contract for the Endeavor Hotel Group. They're the new owners of the hotel, which was formerly the Sleep Inn. And what this is a contract with the city for our internet service. And it is to furnish that to the hotel. So there's a contract, and of course it's always nice to use the city's internet service. We do have that. Give us a call. Our rates are pretty good, and of course it's always nice if you have people come in to see you and need a hotel to stay at. New ownership, and they're good people, and they believe in Coffeyville. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And, of course, all those items are going to be discussed tonight during the city commission meeting. And, obviously, you guys are open and still doing social distancing. But if somebody would like to come down to the city commission meeting tonight, how can they do that?
You bet. If you're needing assistance, I tell you what, if you park on the east side, and you walk down, and it'll be a single door. And as you reminded me last time, it goes into customer service. If you'll go into that door, turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. Take that to the second floor, and the commission room's right there, and love to see everyone. We do practice social distancing, like you said. But it is, we welcome comments, good and bad. We can only get better. If we hear what you have to say, and so we do understand it might not be always favorable, but we want to try to improve, and you got to take with the good with the bad, and sometimes the bad turns out pretty good.
Right. So sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So
I was going to say today's a beautiful day, and if you're out sunbathing or something like that, come around 6:30, come down and see us. But it is, get out and breathe some fresh air after that cold snap last week. I tell you what, I want to thank Coffeyville. There was, and compared to other communities, our electric department worked with businesses, and we'll be pointing those out, CRNF, which is the nitrogen arm of the Coffeyville Resources, Acme, John Deere, other great employers reduce their consumption of energy. And with that, we only rolled one area. And in fact, it was a large part of this. We crossed our fingers. In fact, yesterday there was a question of a draw, why they're settling this out. Of course, warmer temperatures. But the thing that you're seeing now in all the cities is main breaks. And what is that's mainly caused by is an extreme temperature, and then you go from one extreme to the other. So the ground starts shifting. And we've had a couple around town. We're on those. We know it's an inconvenience. Of course, we don't have them planned, but it is one of those. The crews, through this cold snap, our water division has put in, I can't imagine, but they're hours and hours of overtime. All out, we had crews out, which I want to reach out and thank public service. They were out salt and sand in the streets.
No, they did a great job on most of the thoroughfares to keep them drivable.
We started feeling the heartache of the public. We started going into residential, and usually by that time it's melted. So cities usually don't go into residential that much. These guys wanted to do it, and they worked through the night, and it is one of those. They knew people were cold. You know, I'm glad we didn't have any bad things happen. There was, a gas line break right when this started, hitting Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. They finally got those repaired, but it is one of those. What you're seeing now is as this ground warms up, it's beautiful, and yes, get out in fresh air, but it's causing it to shift. And
yeah, we're going from minus 15 last Tuesday to a high of near 70 today. Yeah, that's a humongous change right there.
And that's when you get the breakage. That's when you get the breakage. So bear with us if that happens to you. There is, we ask, like every city, we ask that you conserve water. And the reason being is just because of main breaks and these things happen, it is not a concern of contaminated water. That by no means. It is just the consumption water because it's went down, drawn down because of all the main breaks. So,
main breaks and also people in the city running their water pretty much time because to stop pipes, my pipes got froze because I didn't have mine going in enough, but to keep that water running the entire time to stop your pipes from freezing.
Yes, I think I could fill a pool
with the water. Probably.
With the water that ran through mine, but those are, if you can conserve, of course, it is one of those where gradually getting our reserves back up in water, but anything you can do to help, be sure to drink a lot of water. I think the doctors tell you that, but if there's anything that you can do to conserve water, we ask that you do, and we appreciate it. And like everything, Coffeeville will get through this, and I've never seen such a strong community that when catastrophe hits, they become closer. And it is. You've survived everything and will survive this. the coronavirus, be careful with that still.
Mm-hmm.
Shots are, getting out there. The vaccine is getting out there to the community. But we appreciate Coffeeville as a general. So keep smiling and maybe enjoy the sun today a little on your face, and come to work tomorrow or come in and sit there and say, I've got a sunburn.
Yeah, there we go. All right, sir. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Again, that was the city manager of Coffeeville, Mark Hall, in studio today. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. But when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to Mighty 690.